each week of the season. Then complete additional challenges to stack points, all for your shot at the grand prize.
So let's get this party started.
For official rules and to learn more, visit NASCAR.com/fantasy and sign up today.
From Talladega Super Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
As a preferred customer of Adam Super Service of Durand, receive $30 off an oil change when you get 5 oil changes. Every oil change at Adam Super Service includes up to 5 quarts of oil, filter, lube, and the ASE certified technicians will do a complete safety check of your vehicle. Adam Super Service, your partner's network car care center, downtown Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 WRDN brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi. For job opportunities, visit martin.com. It's better in blue at Martin Transport.
We welcome you back to Talladega Super Speedway. We work our caution flag for the second time for the crash over in turn number 4. Cleanup over there just about ready to wrap up.
And we will go back into the green flag shortly. Only 5 laps remaining in the stage. Before we do it, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Motor Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on Real Country 1430 WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. NASCAR coverage being brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi.
United Rentals 250 Talladega Super Speedway for the NASCAR Xfinity Series on a beautiful, warm Saturday afternoon. Glad to have you with us here live on the Motor Racing Network. My name is Jeff Striegel. Alongside is Alex Hayden and Todd Gordon out in the turns today and enjoying every minute of it. Dave Moody, Mike Bagley, and Dan Hubbard on pit road. Steve Post, Jason Toy, and Dylan Welch. We are now 5 laps away from the end of stage number 2.
A couple of drivers begin to make their way to pit road from the back of the field. Some wounded race cars with these remaining laps left. Here's how they line up, at least in the running order. It's Justin Allgaier at the front of the field. Austin Hill is second. Jesse Love is third. Anthony Alfredo goes fourth. And Cole Custer fifth. A.J. Allmendinger sixth. Chandler Smith is seventh. Eric Almirola into the top 10. He's eighth. Sheldon Creed ninth. And Sammy Smith is 10th.
Rest of the top 20 shows Sam Mayer 11th, Dean Thompson, Dylan Lupton, Brandon Jones, and Carson Quapel making up your top 15. Riley Herbst is running there. Also, by the way, Taylor Gray busted for speeding just a few moments ago, so that's going to cost him. Going to be a sprint race now, Alex, to the green and white checkered flag. We talk about this as being the middle race in the round of 12, headed off to the Charlotte Roval next week. Stage points on the line. They're valuable.
Yeah, they are. And already Chandler Smith maximized stage number 1. He won stage 1. Allmendinger was second. And Justin Allgaier, Austin Hill, Sheldon Creed, they were the top 5. Sam Mayer and Cole Custer were able to get a point or two out of stage number 1. So this is your last chance to get some extra points here. And that's going to happen in 5 more laps.
Shane Van Gisbergen right now, if you look at points as they sit, Shane down 10, Riley Herbst down 12, Sammy Smith down 27, and Parker Kligerman, who is right now down 34, but that can change here in a hurry.
It absolutely can, and with these drivers, we're going to find out there are some drivers that are here to win this race and want to protect their race car, knowing that there are some desperate teams and drivers that need to get stage points. You may see some folks bail out of this draft in these closing couple of laps before the green and white checkered flag comes out to end stage number 2, and that could add add to the collection for some of these drivers.
As we get ready to go back under the green flag here, Talladega Super Speedway, four to go, stage two, as we get set, as they make their way through the Geico restart zone. Justin Allgaier on the inside, Austin Hill outside, Dean Thompson, Jesse Love, row two, Cole Custer, and AJ Allmendinger side by side in row number three as they build speed and head to one.
Up through the gearbox, hard on the accelerator, not yet up to full cry as they hit the midway mark of turns one and two. And as a result, everybody is in lockstep formation, two by two to the back stretch.
Justin Allgaier down low. Austin Hill topside. Drap begins to form more so on the outside. Very disorganized from mid-pack on back. Up front, Jesse Love. He'll give a shove to Austin Hill. Allgaier wants the lead all by himself.
He does. He does a great job on that bottom line, Justin Allgaier. He is doing it all by himself against Austin Hill. That's the fight for the top spot. Jesse Love is watching from behind in that third position. He feels the challenge from Anthony Alfredo.
That lead group has really been nice on this opening lap. They have spaced themselves out a good car length or so between each other. Got a feeling that will change drastically soon. Now, three wide move going right up the middle is AJ Allmendinger.
Yeah, the good behavior didn't last long. Here comes the dinger, busting a move, trying to go up the middle, and he's got drafting help on his back bumper from no less than Eric Almirola, who's one spot away from the top five.
Now right there in the middle is Eric Almirola. He is in the middle lane. That becomes the center lane of the middle of the back straightaway. Allgaier sees, Allmendinger coming. Almirola there as well. They will shift to the bottom side of the racetrack.
They sort it all out in turns three and four. Allmendinger with a great, Justin Allgaier with a great move down to the bottom of the racetrack. He got a little help from Allmendinger, and it is Allgaier who gets in front of Austin Hill. That's your first and second place call.
Just a moment ago, Alex Hayden said, look for this pack to break apart as we wrap up stage two. He's exactly right. Only the top 15 cars are contesting at the front of the field at the moment, led by Justin Allgaier.
Allgaier leads the way. Then it's a two-by-two battle for the second spot. A.J. Allmendinger running in the middle lane. Top side is Austin Hill. Hill crosses over. He'll go for the lead off two.
Allgaier was a sitting duck. Hill's going to throw an aggressive block across the nose of Allgaier. Here they come down the back straightaway. Allgaier back to the bottom of the racetrack. Hill is going to go outside, and Jesse Love right at the middle.
Jesse Love in the middle, making it three wide for the top position here at Talladega. Allgaier down on that bottom side. To his right elbow is Jesse Love, and he's got some help from Eric Almirola. They make the way, make that Riley Herbst. Off of turn four they go.
Furious drafting ongoing at the front of the field, though. Come down to the line. We'll get set to begin our final lap of stage number two. Austin Hill has the advantage. Then it's Jesse Love and Chandler Smith.
It's about to get aggressive as they make their way into turn number one. It's Hill continuing to show the way. Then Jesse Love on the inside, Chandler Smith on the outside, Riley Herbst, Cole Custer off turn two.
Points paying window about to open, and everybody is trying to elbow and get every point they can. It is Austin Hill. He'll lead the low lane. Chandler Smith gets abandoned in the middle. Sammy Smith with Shane Van Gisbergen. Top side in three.
They make their way into turn three. Sammy Smith to the outside of Austin Hill. Absolutely dead even for position number one. And Jesse Love right on the bumper of Sammy Smith. They almost make contact. Top three absolutely sewn together.
Teammates working together on the bottom of the racetrack. Austin Hill right behind Jesse Love. Here comes Sammy Smith. Back to the outside. Back to the line, but it won't be enough. And Austin Hill has scored his fourth stage win here at the Talladega Super Speedway. Austin Hill closing out stage number two on top. Sammy Smith second. Jesse Love was third. Shane Van Gisbergen in front of Chandler Smith. That was a top five. As a matter of fact, the top nine drivers, all playoff drivers. Sixth, Riley Herbst, A.J. Allmendinger, Sheldon Creed, Cole Custer ninth, and Brandon Jones was 10th.
And that'll put us under the caution flag for the third time today. Stage racing is over here at Talladega. Now it's a run to the black and white checkered flag.
United Rentals is proud to sponsor the United Rentals 250 at Talladega Super Speedway. With the most comprehensive equipment fleet in North America, backed by a team of industry experts, United Rentals is ready to deliver customized solutions for whatever your project demands. United Rentals is more than an equipment rental provider. They are a full-service partner for safe, productive, and sustainable job sites. United Rentals, building a better future together.
Wherever you cheer, whatever you drive, you'll find Racing Electronics. With Racing Electronics, you'll hear uncensored communication from every team in the race and the broadcast with all your favorite MRN announcers. Hear every heart-pounding pass, pit strategy, and so much more with a scanner and headphone rental. Upgrade to an EasyTalk intercom system to comfortably communicate over the noise of the race. To learn more, visit RacingElectronics.com. Be race ready. Be RE equipped.
From Talladega Super Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
We're here for you 24/7. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Pit road remains closed. You won't miss a pit stop. We'll be right back.
This NASCAR playoffs, if you like things spicy, Toyota Racing is looking for you. No, we don't care if you can handle the five-alarm chili or that eternal inferno salsa.
Oh, boy. Ooh.
Can you handle how spicy these playoffs will be when the temperature rises on racing's biggest stage?
Water, please.
If you're ready for some serious heat, we want you. Be part of the action at toyota.com/racing. Toyota, let's go places. NASCAR is a registered trademark of National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing, Inc.
NASCAR history.
Denny wins his 200th career NASCAR victory.
Told by the people who made that history.
President Reagan was there. He got us on the front page and we got him in the sports page. It was a good trade-off from that standpoint.
Motor Racing Network's NASCAR Live presents podcast The Road to Royalty. Jeff Gordon, A Colorful Career, 50 Years of MRN, The 1993 Season, Junior's Journey, and more. Search for NASCAR Live on your favorite podcast platform.
From Talladega Super Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Healthcare your way. I'm nurse practitioner Nikki Gillis from Provisions Health of Durand. At Provisions Health, we provide convenient, affordable, and personalized healthcare services to individuals, families, and businesses in and around our community. From in-person or telehealth, simple acute care visits, DOT, and workplace physicals, and affordable lab testing services without a doctor's order, health and wellness is our priority. Visit Provisions Health, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, or online at provisions.health.
Imagine you're on a John Deere mower. The smooth ride lets you escape into your yard. Intuitive controls make you feel like you're one with the machine. And with attachments for every season, you can enjoy it all year long. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what this feels like, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a Deere. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
From Lake Pepin to Osseo's Martha Lake and everywhere in between, your home for local severe weather coverage is Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
The lap number is 53 this time by. Pit lane is open. Dylan Welch.
Austin Hill is in. They're going to change four tires. Want to tighten the rear of the car to try to help the front of the car get through the bumps a little bit better. Taylor Gray is planning to do fuel only. Parker Kligerman is also back in. He's been on pit road for a couple laps just trying to fix that damage, Steve.
Four tires. Sunoco Racing fuel. The call for Jesse Love. Car is pretty good. Pretty happy with it. Cole Custer needs a little bit more grip. The strategy plays off for Riley Herbst. He's long gone. Brandon Jones goes out second. Carson Quappel is third. There goes Chandler Smith. And there goes Tanner Gray, your front five. Other pit stops down here were fuel only for Carson Quappel and Brandon Jones. And Riley Herbst as they took tires the last time by, Jason Toy.
Sam Mayer with a very long pit stop. He stalled it on the pullout here. You got four tires, Sunoco fuel. A lot of these teams down here just taking on as much fuel as they can. They know they can go to the end of the stage. It's those extra laps that we always seem to find here at Talladega. They want to make sure they keep enough fuel in there and save as much as they can. Also, A.J. Allmendinger, four tires and fuel. They tighten them up even more. Sammy Smith. Also, we saw Shane Van Gisbergen back again. Wasn't a fast pit stop. He lost some spots on pit road.
A number of drivers going fuel only. Riley Herbst in the Ford Mustang off of pit road, position number one, fuel only. Same for Brandon Jones. Same from Carson Quappel. They come off pit road 2-3. Chandler Smith, Taylor Gray, top five off of pit road, lap number 53.
Kyle Larson brings his Chevy in. Four tires, Sunoco Racing Fuel.
From fueling NASCAR champions on the track for over 20 years to innovating 94 octane, the highest octane on the market. Performance is what Sunoco does. All Sunoco fuel at the pump meets the same top-tier standards as the fuel used in NASCAR.
Here for Ryan Blaney, four tires with Sunoco fuel.
From the track to your tank, you can trust Sunoco to help your vehicle perform at its peak.
Every hero's story has a humble beginning. Every legend had to earn their stripes.
Guys like me aren't supposed to do that!
Every superstar had a dream.
It's been a fairy tale season.
Every home track is the start of something special.
That's just good old short track racing.
Oh! A little retaliation.
Holy cow!
Learn more about NASCAR regional tracks near you at nascar.com/regional.
54 laps are complete. We have 40 laps to go until the scheduled black and white checkered flag. We'll get you back to the racetrack and back under the green flag when we come back from Talladega Super Speedway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Have your Wi-Fi devices multiplied like rabbits? It's time to get them hopping with Smart Home Wi-Fi from 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. Devices and bandwidth can be hard to manage, but with the help of their local team, together they can keep you connected. Call 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom at 231-2000, and they'll get your family and all their devices connected. Get full details at wwt.net.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit wisconsinsoybean.org.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets, FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
Talladega Super Speedway, Motor Racing Network with live coverage of the NASCAR Xfinity Series. Alex Hayden, we're getting ready to go. Strategy being played out. In fact, Todd, let me just start with you. Some strategy playing out down there, electing to go without new Goodyear's fuel only stops. What do you think?
Yeah, I think it works out for these guys. A lot of these guys were able to take advantage of that caution we just had and put tires on, five laps ago. So they actually got their finals. They got their tires set there, just put themselves in a position to take gas and get some track position forward.
How is the tire wear here at Talladega? That's obviously a big concern at a lot of different racetracks. What about here at Talladega?
Not so much so. This is probably the least important place to put tires on, and one all about exercising your opportunity to make track position any chance you can. I think those guys coming with that caution with five to go in stage two set them up to take advantage of it and cycle themselves forward.
And we're going to be back under the green flag, Todd, in one lap. Riley Herbst, Brandon Jones, Carson Quappel, Chandler Smith, Taylor Gray, top five. Sammy Smith, Sheldon Creed, Kyle Sieg, Eric Almirola, Dean Thompson, who's had a great day inside the top 10 all day long. Dean, ready to go from 10th.
And that's Sam Hunt Racing entry. 11th is Austin Hill. 12th is Josh Williams. Shane Van Gisbergen, 13th. And Jesse Love is 14th. Cole Custer, 15th. A.J. Allmendinger, 16th. Joey Gase is 17th with Justin Allgaier, 18th. Ryan Ellis and Sam Mayer make up the top 20.
Jordan Anderson, 21st. Ryan Sieg, Jeb Burton, Parker Retzloff, and Matt DiBenedetto make up your top 25. David Starr, 26th, followed by Blaine Perkins and Anthony Alfredo. He's back now to 28th. Tommy Joe Martin's 29th. Jeremy Clements is 30th.
C.J. McLaughlin, 31st. 32nd is Dylan Lupton. 33rd is Brennan Poole. Leland Honeyman goes 34th. Parker Kligerman, 35th. And Carson Ware is 36th on the running order.
Before we go back under the green flag, let's just remind everybody, you have an opportunity to make a difference. You have an opportunity to pitch in to help those that have been affected by Hurricane Helene. Yes, they still need your support. They need your money. Make a donation today. Do it right now. It's simple. Go to redcross.org. Redcross.org. That's all you need to do. Or you can call them, 800-RED-CROSS, that's 800-733-2767, to make a financial donation, or easier yet, 90999. Text it using the word Helene. Make a donation. Make a difference.
The field is coming to the Geico Restart Zone, presented by Geico. Is your insurance playbook lacking? Switch to Geico and get all your insurance coverage from one place. Go to geico.com today to get started.
The run to the checkered flag starts right now. 38 laps remain. Green flag back out. Riley Herbst outside. Brandon Jones inside. Carson Quapel filling the hole downstairs, up to speed and up into the banking of turn number one.
Two by two into the banking of turn number one. One car gets shuffled three wide to the outside. That's bad news for Josh Williams. He is in the midst of a plummet right now. Back outside the top 18. Front of the heap is Riley Herbst in the lead.
And he's got Chandler Smith in his hip pocket. They lead the outside line. Brandon Jones. He'll lead the lane down low. Matter of fact, Jones is up to a side-by-side battle for third. He's got Taylor Gray to his right elbow.
Top two are leaving the rest of the field just a little bit. That is Riley Herbst and Chandler Smith. Brandon Jones trying to rally back down to the bottom side with help from Carson Quapel. But for the moment, Riley Herbst is in control.
On the outside lane, inside lane, two cars back is going to be led by Brandon Jones. And the highlighter yellow Menards entry all the way down by the double yellow line, about the 15th position, is Justin Allgaier. His junior motorsports teammate Sammy Smith drops down.
Yeah, the junior motorsports guys are doing their best to try and form up and get together here, and they're doing a pretty good job of it in the low lane. Brandon Jones needs some drafting help, but he's hanging tough in third place.
Right now, the majority of the drafting help is all the way against the safer barrier at the top of the racetrack. It's led by Riley Herbst. Meanwhile, downstairs, Brandon Jones is going to slide across the nose of Sammy Smith. You got Eric Almirola and four more cars down there.
Up at the front, Jesse Love steps out of that top line, drops to the bottom of the racetrack through turns three and four. It's an aggressive move, but it's good enough to pay off for the lead. Here comes Riley Herbst to his right elbow.
Carson Quapel making his first start at Talladega and just learned a very tough lesson as he tucks back in line outside of the top 15. He had been running in the top five. Dave, when you get moved out of the draft, it's good night and goodbye.
Yeah, that lesson is you can't do anything alone. Case in point, Brandon Jones. He now gets shuffled to the middle all by himself. Goodbye, Brandon Jones.
No drafting help to help him. He's going to go all the way to the back of the pack. He'll find a hole in line about 13th or 14th or so. Low lane led by Jesse Love. He's got about a dozen cars lined up behind them as they try to keep pace with the line upstairs.
Behind Jesse Love is Sammy Smith, then Eric Almirola, then Justin Allgaier, and then Anthony Alfredo. They are all working together to try to get Jesse Love to the top spot against Riley Herbst.
Jesse Love's going to be stuck in the middle. Now he'll drop quickly down and put the block on the bottom side of the racetrack. They'll go side by side at the front of the field yet again. The Chevrolet to the inside is Jesse Love. The Mustang topside is Riley Herbst.
Here they come into turn number one. Herbst by only half a car length. Jesse Love creeping ahead in that low line. Drafting help from Sammy Smith. Jesse Love now by half a car length as they race nose to nose for the lead.
The aggressive meter is starting to bump up click by click, lap by lap. What a block Jesse Love threw. Right now he is leading the low lane. Sammy Smith right behind him. Riley Herbst trying to take some thunder and wind out of those sails. He won't be able to do it this time by.
Jesse Love opens up a gap of about 2.5, maybe even 3 car lengths on the field just before he got to turn 3. It goes away in a hurry. Sammy Smith making up ground. Now he's right to the bumper of Jesse Love.
club.
And now you've got Taylor Gray all the way up against the outside safer barrier. Three wide, four deep. Here comes Taylor. He's got Chandler Smith, Cole Custer, Jeb Burton working with him. Carson Quapple also working the third lane.
Taylor Gray trying to make the bonsai charge, but he's still got some more work to do. He's still back around 10th, maybe 12th position. Shane Van Gisbergen in the middle lane. Ryan C. down low.
Taylor Gray leads a third lane all the way up against the outside wall. Meanwhile, at the front, Jesse Love starts on the bottom. He'll drift to the middle. He'll throw a block on Riley Herbst there. But here comes Sammy Smith with a huge shove from Eric Almirola.
Sammy Smith trying to take advantage of that shove. He does get a nose out in front as Jesse Love has a little bit of a wiggle right in the middle of the corner. Now he swings out wide, opening the door almost for Riley Herbst. Eric Almirola also part of that mix.
Things tightening up at the front of the field. Two distinct drafting lines as they rumble back to the start-finish line. 33 laps to go. Jesse Love leads by a nose over Sammy Smith.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with GEICO, we hired a scary movie victim.
Oh no, a tree fell on my car, and there's only one thing to do. Trip over my own feet and pull myself across the lawn while yelling help at a barely audible volume.
Sorry to interrupt, but you filed a claim with GEICO, so you've got a designated claims team to help you.
This GEICO sounds suspiciously reassuring. Are you sure I don't end up getting surprised with an unexpected twist?
Just that your GEICO team will always be there to keep you updated.
No!
What is it?
Oh, nothing. I just didn't see that coming.
GEICO. Great service without all the drama.
On Thursdays, NASCAR Live goes wide open with some of the biggest names in the sport.
The goal is the same, so the mindset's the same, right? The goal is to win the championship.
And some familiar voices that you might not have heard from in a while.
You know, I thought about going to one of these teams because I'd really like to win the 500.
I never planned any of this to start with, right from the very beginning.
No matter what driver or what era is your favorite, NASCAR Live Wide Open has every corner of the fan base covered. Subscribe now wherever you listen to podcasts.
Jesse Love on the outside lane has control of the field at the moment as he has the lead with 32 laps to go. Riley Herbst, Sammy Smith, Chandler Smith, and A.J. Allmendinger, your top five. From Talladega Super Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer Built, built on service.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owner's agent serving the Durant area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Adams Super Service of Durant.
Deck is being shuffled at the front of the field again. Chandler Smith led in the middle of the tri-oval, but Dave Moody no longer.
Yeah, the shift is on. They are three wide from second place on back. Riley Herbst leads the race by a car length at the bottom of the racetrack. Then it's Eric Almirola on the bottom. Sammy Smith in the middle. Tough side, Chandler Smith.
Gloves are in the process of being unlaced. It's getting ready to be a bare knuckler here at Talladega. They're turning it up. Three wide for the lead. Here comes Riley Herbst on the bottom. Sammy Smith in the middle and Chandler Smith topside.
They try to hold that formation through turns three and four. Sammy Smith gives up a little bit in that middle groove, and now it starts to transition to a two-groove race, but it now is Riley Herbst in that top spot. Chandler Smith fighting hard on that outside.
Talladega Super Speedway on display right now with 29 laps to go. Three wide, front of the field, virtually all the way to the tail of the lead pack, led by Riley Herbst. Chandler Smith, Sammy Smith, they're back in one.
Nobody giving an inch now. At the bottom of the racetrack, it's Riley Herbst to the lead. Eric Almirola from the back of the field and a lap down. He puts the nose down low for second.
And behind Riley Herbst, they are three wide, seven or rows deep. Now they inch forward. Riley Herbst on the bottom. Sammy Smith getting drafting help from Shane Van Gisbergen. Chandler Smith gets help from Jesse Love. It's a massive knot of cars from the lead on back.
Still three wide through turns three and four. Sammy Smith bust out of the box just a little bit, but here comes Riley Herbst rallying back on that bottom side. They maintain that three wide formation off of turn four.
Hold your breath, racing at Talladega. We still have 28 laps to go. Right down, squeezing each other towards the double yellow line. Sammy Smith pinching down on Riley Herbst. Herbst will not be bullied from the bottom.
The gloves came off. We went bare knuckles, and I don't think we're far away from brass knuckles now. Three wide, about eight rows deep. Everybody looking for real estate and giving up nothing.
Right now, still three wide for the lead. Chandler Smith on the outside, Sammy Smith in the middle. Riley Herbst downstairs, and Riley Herbst has the least drafting help. Here is Sammy Smith. Shane Van Gisbergen shoves him to the lead.
Here comes Sammy Smith all by himself now in that top spot. Riley Herbst right behind him as Smith dives down to that bottom lane. Shane Van Gisbergen in a three-wide battle for the third position heads to the trioval.
Down and back straightaway just a moment ago. They were three wide, eight rows deep at 186 miles an hour. Sammy Smith out front right behind him now. Riley Herbst, the top two at least at the moment, nose to tail.
The defending series champion took a look at all that a lap ago and said, no, I don't think so. Cole Custer has bailed out, dropped back about a second and a half to 2 seconds, looking for a little safety. It's a little crazy for his taste right now.
Up front, the first four positions are side by side, three wide behind them. Sammy Smith out in control with the lead. Here comes Riley Herbst. Thanks to the front bumper of Almirola, he's looking for the lead.
Herbst quite comfortable on that bottom lane, although he got a push from Eric Almirola. Might have made Herbst a bit uncomfortable right in the center of the turn, but he maintains control. It's Herbst, Almirola, Sammy Smith, and Chandler Smith.
Fighter formation as they come into the trioval. They hit the shade under the massive grandstands. Here they come back to the start-finish line. Riley Herbst, he has got a trunk full of Eric Almirola downstairs.
Here they come into turn number one. Riley Herbst just will not give up his grip on the bottom of the racetrack. He's got Eric Almirola velcroed to his back bumper. Middle lane, Sammy Smith with Shane Van Gisbergen. Top side, Chandler Smith.
And the outside line starts to fade just a tad. They lost a couple of cars. Are trying to get themselves reorganized. The draft is potent in the middle. Here comes SVG again, applying pressure to the back bumper of Sammy Smith.
And Sammy Smith says thank you very much. He has the lead momentarily. Chandler Smith, however, showing some strength on that outside lane, right up against the wall. Jesse Love right behind him, and they're three wide for the lead off of turn four.
23 cars separated by 8 tenths of a second. 25 laps to go. Three wide for the lead. Riley Herbst downstairs. Sammy Smith in the middle. Outside, Chandler Smith.
Spectacular racing of the type you only see at Talladega Super Speedway. Chandler Smith a lap ago looked like he was struggling in that outside lane, the third line. Now he's got sole possession of the lead. Slams the door in the face of Jesse Love.
Now Love goes wide. Here comes Smith. He'll go up and he'll throw that block. That's Chandler Smith throwing blocks to keep the lead and keep Jesse Love behind him. He's got A.J. Allmendinger in third. Now they're side by side from fourth on back.
Here they come into turn three. Jesse Love not intimidated at all by the moves of Chandler Smith. Chandler Smith this time goes high. Here comes Jesse Love down on the bottom of the racetrack. He's going to bring Sammy Smith with him. Side by side for the top spot. Jesse Love and Chandler Smith.
Chandler Smith on the outside lane continues to have the advantage by half of a car. 24 laps to go here in Talladega.
United Rentals is proud to sponsor the United Rentals 250 at Talladega Super Speedway. With the most comprehensive equipment fleet in North America, backed by a team of industry experts, United Rentals is ready to deliver customized solutions for whatever your project demands. United Rentals is more than an equipment rental provider. They are a full-service partner for safe, productive, and sustainable job sites. United Rentals, building a better future together.
I'm Kim Coon.
And I'm Ryan Flores.
Join us every week for Around the Track. We'll get you ready for the upcoming racing action, whether you'll be attending in person or watching at home.
We showcase young and upcoming drivers and tell you what to watch for in all the NASCAR Regional Series. Plus, our At Traction segment gives you all the fan activities, concerts, and tailgating fun at each event.
The betting segment will help you win some easy money, and we've got driver suggestions to pump up your fantasy roster. Check out Around the Track each Wednesday on NASCAR's YouTube channel.
Chandler Smith now leading this time by at the start finish line as the race leader. AJ Allmendinger second, Austin Hill third, Jesse Love fourth, and Sheldon Creed fifth. But again, they're all 2 by 2 as they race their way down the Alabama Gang Super Stretch. From Talladega Super Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. How easily soil gets moved with a 1-Series tractor. Or how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a Deere. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Bauer Built Tire of Durant.
Another change at the start-finish line for the race lead. This time it's A.J. Allmendinger who goes to the top of the leaderboard as we get down to it with just 21 laps remaining. Whether your project is below ground, above ground, or you're just breaking ground, United Rentals has the equipment and tools you need to get the job done right. Backed by a team of experts and a suite of digital tools, United Rentals is ready to help you work united for a smarter, safer, and more sustainable work site.
AJ Allmendinger out front in turn number 3. We've had 11 different leaders today, 19 different lead changes, 20 laps to go. And Alex, I don't care how long you have been coming to Talladega, every time we show up, we're amazed. Controlled chaos on the racetrack.
It is amazing, and it doesn't get old. It just doesn't. When these drivers show you why they are what they are, special, talented individuals, Dave Moody, who can do some unthinkable things with a race car.
Shane Van Gisbergen a lap ago, Alex, made a testosterone-rich move. He went from the middle lane down across the nose of Justin Allgaier. He had a car length at about 3/8 of an inch to fit that machine into, and he pulled it off.
Right now, SVG falling in line, trying to administer drafting help, trying to create some drafting help of his own is Sheldon Creed. He'll bust out into 3-wide territory right in the middle in 3.
On that high lane, you can see Justin Allgaier trying to bring Carson Quapel with him. That did not work. Allgaier trying to get something motivated, going get going on that third lane to the outside. He's got Anthony Alfredo and Austin Hill in tow.
And that's how quickly things can change, because Sheldon Creed had been up on the outside. Oh, we got trouble right here. Shane Van Gisbergen gets turned right at the start-finish line. Josh Williams involved. Others involved. Taylor Gray gets turned around, and we are under the caution flag.
Something broke on Shane Van Gisbergen's car, Jeff. He went down below the double yellow line on the short straightaway coming off turn 4, Todd, and stayed right at the bottom of the racetrack.
I think there was contact. He got a little wide off of turn 4. We'll watch this again, but I think he got a little wide, and the 26 got to his inside. Started there. Shane tried to block the door. That shuffled him down onto the flat of the trioval, and it went on from there.
Yeah, we just wiped out some of our playoff contending cars. Austin Hill also all torn up. A car that has run up front all day long, trying to have a good run, something that he just has not been able to do here at Talladega. Austin Hill involved. So we put him under the caution flag for the fourth time. 19, make it 18 next time by. It all broke out coming off of turn number 4. You were watching Shane Van Gisbergen. He may have gotten a bump as he made his way back to the trioval. Alex, what do you see?
Yeah, same thing, exactly what Todd Gordon said. He got a little bit of tap in the left rear corner of the car. He did a nice job to keep it in the right direction, but rolled out of the throttle and went down below the double YOLO line. Everybody began to check up there, and the wreck was on after that. But it all started with a slight bump on the back bumper from Dean Thompson on the Shane Van Gisbergen car.
Next time by, 18 to go. It's A.J. Allmendinger out front at the moment under caution over Sammy Smith and Riley Herbst. Eric Almirola, Chandler Smith, top 5.
Meet Calvin.
Hi.
Calvin won $50 off his roommate. That's because Calvin has the iHeartRadio app.
iHeartRadio.
Which he used to make a pasta song playlist.
I'm a genioki.
Calvin blasted this on repeat after betting his roommate couldn't complete a four-day juice cleanse.
Oh, I can.
The song Proper Pappardelle pushed him over the edge.
Mmm. I love carbs!
Good thing Calvin is one of millions with the iHeartRadio app. Download it today and get paid to ruin your roommate's stupid cleanse. Like Calvin.
Relive the thrills of over 50 years of NASCAR racing with the Motor Racing Network's Classic Racing.
36th Annual Southern 500. They come down to the start-finish line. Bill Elliott and David Pearson get down.
We dig into the MRN audio vault for unforgettable races and moments.
Dale Jarrett's got the lead. Earnhardt's not going to get him. Dale Jarrett is going to win the Daytona 500.
Available on MRN.com and podcast platforms.
Fallon Kulwicki out of turn number four, the new Winston Cup champion. He does it across the line.
MRN Classic Races.
We'll recap all of those involved in this accident with now 18, soon to be 17 laps to go. As we work under the caution flag, it's A.J. Allmendinger at the front of the field from Talladega Super Speedway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Efficiency is critical for your farming or dairy operation, so extending the life of your equipment, walls, flooring, and machinery by adding plastic liners installed by Osseo Plastics and Supply only makes sense. Plastic liners wear longer than steel and they clean up fast. The call to Osseo Plastics will save you valuable downtime and lower repair costs for years to come. Make the smart choice and call Osseo Plastics and Supply. Have them help you become more efficient with your money and time with plastic liners and resurfaced equipment and flooring from Osseo Plastics and Supply.
We're here for you 24/7. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Well, we just junked a number of very good race cars. Shane Van Gisbergen just now climbing out of his car, a playoff driver. Austin Hill, quickly, let's get an update on Austin, also a playoff driver. Dylan Welch.
Yeah, he's got a lot of damage on his race car. The left rear fender, the quarter panel, basically was almost separated into two pieces, so they taped that back together, and they'll have to cut away some of the bear bond that's over the left rear tire. There was also work being done on the left front. The crew was underneath the left front wheel well, sawing away some, I think, of the bracing and things that were just kind of barely holding the front bumper on, so they're trying to get that sorted out as well as fix the rear deck lid. There's a big hole back there from the damage he got when he presumably got rear-ended in that crash. So a lot of damage, major damage on the left side for Austin Hill. Remember, his best finish here is just 14th. He doesn't have any top 10s here, so he's going to have to fight hard to stay in the playoff mix here and just have a good day out of this.
Right now, as they sit on the leaderboard and the point standings, Austin Hill has a 15-point cushion to the good, but once we start finding out who's going to be out of the race and laps continue to click off, that will be something that will change throughout the running of this race. No fewer, Jeff, than I have, what, 8 cars at minimum right now involved in this crash.
So we know that it's Shane Van Gisbergen involved, Taylor Gray, Dean Thompson, David Starr, and by the way, just a tip of the cap to David and that team. He was running with that lead pack, and David had been doing that all afternoon long. He's just one of the 8 cars involved. I gave you 4. What else do you have, Alex?
Parker Retzlaff got some of that crash. Jordan Anderson got a big chunk of it. Austin Hill, and also the driver Josh Williams got a big mix of that as well. 8 drivers who have significant damage, some form or fashion, on their race cars, Jeff. There may be a driver or 2 more that has a nick on the side of their car. We'll find out here in the closing laps. We're going to get down to 16 to go, and pit road will be open this time by.
We'll see if anybody elects to come to pit road under this caution. Lap number 78 with 16 laps to go. It looks like Jesse Love may be the first one to bring his, actually that's Parker Kligerman. We do see Brandon Jones. Jesse Love indeed is also on pit road. Jason Toy, pit road is open. Your opportunity, if you want it, is right now.
Dean Thompson's going to come in. He has some damage on the left front corner of his Toyota. Also, Joe Martin is also down here on the pit lane. So some of these guys taking their final set of Goodyear Racing Eagles. Steve Post, you got some in front of you.
Yeah, Jesse Love is down here, and they were just trapped toward the back of the field. Danny Stockman wanted to make one minor adjustment on the car to put four tires, Sunoco Racing Fuel in the Wayland Chevrolet. Brandon Jones also toward the back of the field. He's pitting. He's down and away. They wanted to just make one minor adjustment as well. Saw Parker Kligerman come down pit road as well. Parker has had damaged race car, and they took a chance to work on that a little bit more and put four Goodyear Racing Eagles on that car.
16 laps to go here at Talladega Super Speedway with A.J. Allmendinger being scored the race leader.
We are getting ready to crown a champion.
Championship weekend is coming back to the desert.
Let's get this party started.
Four title races in 3 days means there will be a buzz in the air all weekend long. Whether from the grandstands, the infield experience, or the hillside, this is your chance to witness history. And make championship caliber memories for the whole family. NASCAR Championship Weekend at Phoenix Raceway, November 8th through the 10th. Get your tickets now at phoenixraceway.com.
We're at the start-finish line.
William Byron on pole position. Green flag is out and we're racing.
We're in the turn.
Here to the inside comes Kyle Larson. He and Hamlin bump.
We're on pit road.
Four tires, Sunoco Racing Fuel. The race out from pit road is Denny Hamlin. Eric Jones goes on second.
We are live from the track. The Motor Racing Network, your home for NASCAR racing. Don't miss a lap, pit stop, or side-by-side race for the win. Listen to all the play-by-play action on your local radio station at MRN or NASCAR.com.
From Talladega Super Speedway, this is Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owner's agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
I'm Chip Flory, inviting you to join me for AgriTalk after the bell, weekdays at 2 on Real Country 1430 WRDN.
Working caution flag number 4 of the afternoon here in the United Rentals 250. With 15 laps to go, here's how the cars line up. It's A.J. Allmendinger, the race leader. Sammy Smith is second, and Eric Almirola is third. Riley Herbst, fourth. Chandler Smith is fifth. Sheldon Creed goes sixth. Seventh is Carson Quapel. Eighth is Justin Allgaier. Ninth, Anthony Alfredo. And tenth is Sam Mayer.
Dylan Lupton is up to 11th in front of Leland Honeyman. He's 12th. Ryan Sieg, Blaine Perkins and Cole Custer make up your top 15. Matt DiBenedetto, 16th. Jesse Love, who was on pit road just a moment ago, is 17th. Brandon Jones, Brennan Poole, Parker Kligerman make up your top 20.
21st is C.J. McLaughlin. Ryan Ellis is 22nd. Tommy Joe Martins is 23rd. Parker Retzlaff, 24th. Kyle Sieg, 25th. 26th is Carson Ware. 27th, Jeb Burton, 28th. That's Joey Gase. David Starr, 29th, and Dean Thompson is 30th.
Austin Hill is 31st, and Austin Hill right now leaving his pit box. That car is used up. Will it last the rest of the way? We'll find out. Taylor Gray, 32nd. That's a big blow to him. Jordan Anderson, 33rd. Josh Williams, 34th. Shane Van Gisbergen, playoff driver. Big blow there. He's 35th. Kyle Weatherman, 36th. Jeremy Clements, 37th. Nick Lights out early and finishing 38th.
Matt put Shane Van Gisbergen 20 points out of the playoff cut line with a road course still to go in this round. So not all is lost there for Shane Van Gisbergen. Obviously, he stars turning both left and right and changing gears as well as he does.
Boy, wouldn't that be a walk-off if next week at the Charlotte Roval, Shane Van Gisbergen, who is out with 15, make it 14 laps to go, and well below the cut line, could go there. Todd Gordon, do what he does best, drive his car, road racing, Charlotte Roval, and walk out of there with a win, advancing to the round of eight?
I wouldn't call it out of the question. I think that would be almost a probability, given how he's run this season. It will be interesting to see how that plays out and what we get out of that cutoff race next week. But before that, how this one unfolds and where these points positions shuffle in the next 14 laps.
Yeah, we still have a lot of racing to go in these 14 laps. And three of the top six cars in the running order right now are Toyota GR Supras. The last time Toyota won in the Xfinity Series here at Talladega was 10 years ago, May 2014, when Elliott Sadler was the driver there. To put that in some perspective, Toyota has won 120 times on 27 different racetracks since they last won here at Talladega.
Well, they're going to try to do that right now with Eric Almirola, Chandler Smith, and Sheldon Creed. Those are the three Toyota Supras that are running in the top 10. Eric is up to third. What a day. What an afternoon it's been for Eric Almirola. They failed inspection, if you were not with us earlier when we talked about it. They failed it and failed it again. He had to start at the tail. He made a pass-through penalty, went a lap down, got the lap back, climbed a leaderboard, and now has put himself in position to walk out of here with a trophy.
It was a windshield infraction on that car, and when you deal with the aerodynamics and the draft, that is something NASCAR will take a close look at every single time you go through inspection. We head for the Geico Restart Zone.
13 laps to go here this afternoon at Talladega. A.J. Allmendinger on the inside, trying to go to victory lane for the second time here. Sammy Smith to his outside. Eric Almirola. Riley Herbst, we're back at it again as they head to one.
Up to full song as they hit the banking in turns one and two. A.J. Allmendinger with a push from Riley Herbst down low. He'll go to the lead. Herbst will go to second. Chandler Smith to third. Up the inside. Here comes Justin Allgaier for four.
Outside lane did not come up to full song like we thought it would. The inside line advances, and now it quickly the dynamic changes. Here's Allmendinger, Herbst, and Chandler Smith, a three-car breakaway up front.
Single-file formation among the top four, although now Chandler Smith took a look down to the bottom side. Sammy Smith will now draw up alongside Chandler Smith. That's the fight for third, but it is still Allmendinger leading the field off turn four.
He's going to the outside. Now we'll dive to the bottom side of the racetrack, leave top side wide open. A car with a problem goes up against the wall, a flat left front tire for one of the cars that's damaged. That's Kyle Sieg. We stay under the green flag as we go side by side racing, or check that. It's Eric Almirola with the problem on the left front corner as we stay under the green flag.
Almirola well off the pace as the pack steams away through turn one and two. Battle for the lead. Allmendinger down low. Now Riley Herbst up high.
Ford and Chevy on that front row up the Alabama Gang Super Stretch. Looking three wide further back. Everybody jostling for real estate. The front four have broken away in side-by-side formation.
A.J. Allmendinger barely getting a nose out in front of Riley Herbst, although Riley Herbst rallies back out of that middle groove, so they are absolutely wheel-to-wheel as Allmendinger wiggled just a little bit, almost collected Herbst. Sammy Smith and Chandler Smith right behind.
And by the way, Eric Almirola, left front damage, tire down, limping his way back onto pit road. We're down to 11 to go. Riley Herbst has his Ford Mustang out front.
Haven't heard a lot from Riley at the front of the pack this afternoon, but he's there now as they make their way into turns one and two.
Caution is on the speedway. Some debris has been put down from the damaged race car of Eric Almirola, who's just now making his way onto pit road. Almirola is going to bring his car down to the attention of his team, but Jeff, that left front wheel was not even spinning.
No, it wasn't. He obviously made contact with somebody, Jason Toy, because the left front shoved in, tire down.
Yeah, it's real big time damage on that left front. As he was going down the back straightaway, the left front tire was not even turning. So they're going to work. They've completed work on the right side. Now they're looking at that left front. Looks like it's going to take a little while. They're starting to beat and bang here for one of the fastest cars here. They had to go from the back to the front here this afternoon in Eric Almirola.
And they are battling for the owner's championship. So this is something that that they could not afford to have here in the late going at Talladega, Todd.
But they won the race prior, so they're on to the next round already in the owner's championship. This one really is almost a good time for them because they've already cashed their ticket through to the next round.
10 laps to go here at the Talladega Super Speedway. Under caution, Riley Herbst, Sammy Smith, A.J. Allmendinger, Justin Allgaier, and Chandler Smith, the top five all playoff drivers.
Do you have an unused car, truck, motorcycle, boat, or RV taking up space? Put it to good use by donating it to the NASCAR Foundation. Proceeds help fund medical resources for children in our racing community. Your wheels can heal. Call 844-NASCAR-9 and we'll come tow away your vehicle for free. The process is quick and your gift is tax deductible. Call 844-NASCAR-9 to donate your vehicle to the NASCAR Foundation today. Your donation will help our children survive and thrive.
The Tough Trucks of NASCAR,
an exclusive podcast from the Motor Racing Network.
Ron Hornaday, green flag is in the air, and he will take the field quickly to turn one.
Relive the moments of the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series from its debut in 1995.
Checkered flag in the air, Skinner wins, but the inaugural for the NASCAR Truck Series by Craftsman.
The legends of the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series.
Todd Bodine wins four in a row on super speedways.
The Tough Trucks of NASCAR,
available on podcast platforms and MRN.com.
Nine laps to go, but we're a long way to the end of this one. Stay with us. Riley Herbst trying to close it out. We work under the caution flag. Green flag coming up shortly from Talladega Super Speedway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit wisconsinsoybean.org.
It's okay to dance in your waders. We call it River Pants. Real Country 1430.
Playoff driver Austin Hill right now running 29th with a used up race car. Shane Van Gisbergen 22 below the cut line out of the event, and he will be scored. Alex Hayden 35th after a really solid run today.
Yeah, he will be, and it's just a difficult deal, but he got some valuable experience and valuable laps here in the draft at Talladega. He'll be a full-time NASCAR Cup Series driver next year, so that is something that Shane and that entire organization is looking forward to next year at Trackhouse. But Shane Van Gisbergen, very likable driver. He's obviously talented and a very quick study.
A three-time winner, all of those wins coming on road courses, and again, we had there next week talking about Shane Van Gisbergen. Let's hear from him right now.
He is out of the infield care center and just got a chance to look at the replay. So what did you see there and what did you feel from the cockpit?
I didn't watch it. I was in it. So, but yeah, it sucks. Kind of got pushed out of line and trying to get back up. There was some more shit happening, so got caught up in that, which sucks. But yeah, WeatherTech Camaro was really good as we tightened it up. And yeah, we had speed, ran near the front, so... But got it.
Now, what positives can you take from today, though? It seemed like you did take a big step forward just in your own kind of experience at the super speedways.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, felt like we were comfortable running up there and able to make some moves. And, yeah, I felt confident moving around and trying stuff. So, yeah, I guess that's a good thing.
Bummer way to end it for sure for SVG. They're just going to have to go get it done next week at the Roval.
Yeah, they are. We apologize for the language there, but Shane Van Gisbergen again, giving you the personality and letting you know why he's such a likable race car driver. Again, full-time next year in the NASCAR Cup Series. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Motor Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on Real Country 1430 WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. Coverage of NASCAR being brought to you by Napa Auto Parts, Madison Street, downtown Durand.
Motor Racing Network live at Talladega Super Speedway. The NASCAR Xfinity Series closing up. The United Rentals 250. There's 8 laps to go. My name is Alex Hayden. Alongside is Jeff Striegel and Todd Gordon with Dave Moody, Mike Bagley, and Dan Hubbard out in the turns for us this afternoon. And up and down the pit lane are Steve Post, Jason Toy, and Dylan Welch.
We'll have 7 laps of racing remain unless we take it to overtime, and we may. 8 of the top 10 drivers for the restart are playoff drivers. Riley Herbst, Sammy Smith, A.J. Allmendinger, Justin Allgaier, and Chandler Smith, top 5 all playoff drivers. Carson Quapel and Anthony Alfredo go 6-7. They're not playoff drivers, and they line up in front of Sam Mayer, Jesse Love, and Sheldon Creed, who also are playoff drivers. Todd Gordon, time to settle it here.
Yeah, it is, and this lineup and the order you just gave them, that will all be shook up by the time we get to the checkered flag here. Really, really looking at where we've had cars with speed. A.J. Allmendinger's had a couple of recoveries to drive back through the field. Riley Herbst's been up there the whole time. Chandler Smith, the lone Toyota right up there in the front 5, but he's been really strong up there. Going to be interesting to see where else plays out.
Steve Post, according to my numbers, the majority of the lead lap and draft cars will last on the pit lane around lap number 53. Just as a follow-up, how are they on Sunoco fuel?
They're good on Sunoco fuel. That's 41 laps. The window we heard was 46-ish, so they were good at that point, and these cautions are helping as well. So fuel is not an issue.
Getting ready to go back under the green flag.